It took all her strength not to moan at the sensation. It was okay.
Okay, he said with a laugh. I guess I'll just have to keep trying.
He rolled over with her, slowly, lest he be forced out of her. Grace moaned as she found herself on top of him. He reached up and pulled the ribbon in the center of her breasts. The tiny nightie fell open. The look of pure rapture on his face pleased her even more than the feel of him deep within her. Smiling, she lifted her hips, then impaled herself more deeply upon him. She felt him quake all around her. "Like that, do you?"
"It was okay."
But his ragged voice betrayed his nonchalant tone. She laughed. Julian lifted his hips then, driving himself even deeper into her. She hissed in pleasure as he filled her. The sleek power, the hard feel of him. And she wanted more. She wanted to see his face when he climaxed. She wanted to know that she had given him what he hadn't experienced since time immemorial.
"You know, we're going to be exhausted by the time morning arrives if we don't slow down," he said.
"I don't mind."
"You'll be sore."
She stroked him with her body. "So?"
"In that case."
He ran his hand slowly down her body, to her navel, then lower through her moist curls until he found her nub. Grace bit her lip as his fingers toyed with her in a perfect rhythm to match the thrust of his hips. Faster and faster he went, harder and deeper. Julian placed his hands against her waist, helping her to maintain their frantic pace. How he wished he could withdraw from her long enough to show her a few more positions. But this was all they were allowed. For now. But come morning? He smiled at the prospect. Come the morning, he intended to show her a whole new use for the ready whip. Grace lost track of time as they stroked each other's bodies and reveled in each other's company. She felt the room spin around her as she surrendered herself to his expert touch, to the wonderful feel of her love for him. They were both drenched with sweat, but still they savored each other, delighting in the passion they could finally share. This time when she came, she sprawled on top of him. His laugh echoed around her as he ran his hands over her back, her hips, then down her legs. Grace shivered. Julian delighted in the feel of her naked body lying prone against his. Her breasts were flat against his chest. His love for her welled up inside him.
"I could lie like this forever," he breathed.
"Me too."
He wrapped his arms about her and held her close. He could feel her touches slowing down, her breath becoming smooth and steady. Within a few minutes, she was sound asleep. Kissing the top of her head, he smiled as he made sure he kept himself inside her.
"Sleep, precious Grace," he whispered. "It's a long time until morning."
Grace came awake to the feel of something warm and full inside her. As she started to move, she felt arms as strong as steel hold her still.
"Careful," Julian said. "Don't force me out of you."